You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Grappling with the death or terminal illness of a loved one is an incredibly emotional and heartbreaking moment in life, an experience that can be particularly difficult for children and families to navigate. It's full of difficult, painful questions that may not have an easy answer. For a retired Sacramento psychotherapist, figuring out how to have these conversations has been lifelong work, which earlier this year turned into a children's book, exploring this time of heartache into a conversation between a grandmother and her grandchild. Carol Voiles is the author of Helping a Child Cope with Death and Grief, and Mariana Cimpino is the book's illustrator, and they join us now. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Carol, I just want to start with you. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, I unfortunately had the experience of losing my father as a child about the age of 11. And there really was no help in understanding or processing my grief. I was simply told to be a good girl for my mother, pray for my father's soul, and get back to school. And I was struggling with the experience. My heart literally hurt, my chest, and I had trouble sleeping. I felt guilty. Maybe I hadn't been as good a girl as I should have been. So all these emotions I had no capacity to address, and neither did my family. They were good intentioned, and they did the best they could, and we had the rituals of our faith, but nobody really knew how to talk about the experience of grief and to help me with it. So it's one of the things I think motivated me to become a psychotherapist, and my interest working with children around their life issues and specifically grief. So I am a grandmother, and combining my interest as a professional and personal and the role of being a grandmother motivated me to write the book I'd had kind of in my head for many, many years.
Yeah, for the majority of your life since that pretty formative experience when you were 11 years old. And I think it's pretty common from one family to the next to not have the tools in the toolbox when it comes to like big, really difficult, uncomfortable emotions.
Exactly. And sometimes there are programs associated with hospitals or psychotherapists, but most children go through that experience and families just kind of hanging on the best they can without the tools to have those tough conversations.
Has this book kind of always been in the back of your mind as you were becoming an adult, starting a career, or when did it kind of that spark go off, like, I want to turn this into a book?
The issue has always been there, and my desire to be of help motivated my whole career. But it wasn't until after retirement that I had the time to explore different ways of being creative. And I've always liked to write, and that kind of just came together. And I would say it came later in life, the actual idea of a book as opposed to my profession.
You know, often when people think of a guide, you know, they think of, you know, maybe bullet points, different chapters, kind of walking a roadmap, essentially walking you through how to do something. When I read your book, you can read it pretty quickly.
Yes.
It's easily digestible, and it's really a story. And within those stories, or that one story, a pretty quick conversation between a grandmother and a child, there are a lot of lessons wrapped within that conversation. I found that so interesting, like how you decided to share what you have learned as a psychotherapist in this way. Was that always how you wanted to do it?
Well, my professional theoretical framework, for the most part, is cognitive behavioral therapy. And I thought, there's no need for another clinical book, and that's not going to be accessible to people. So how could I share the wisdom that I've gathered that's of help to people in a way that's easily accessible to parents and clinicians, teachers, people who are close to children at those times, or even to a child? I think it would be best to have that book read with a child as opposed to just handing it to a child, but you could. And so it's a combination of my professional experience and then my knowledge about how to relate and talk with children.
So not only is there that story between a grandmother and their grandchild. There are really wonderful illustrations throughout that paint just really like a warm picture of a home, as you would imagine grandma's house to be. And that is where you come in, Mariana. Mm-hmm. Where? So how did you and Carol connect and meet?
We met in an art class at Sac City College. Our professor was Zamora, and we sat right next to each other. We initially bonded over the fact that she's the grandmother of one of my brother's friends. And I don't know, if we had a lot of fun in that class, and we hadn't kept in contact. And 5 years later, she had messaged me asking me bring this opportunity to me, and I said, absolutely, I would love to. Yes.
Did you have to navigate or have some lessons about grief when you were growing up as a child?
I didn't have that. And looking back, it would have been very helpful to have. Yeah, my experience with death as a child, I have memories, just flashbacks of being in one place to another, but I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, or what was said.
Yes.
Like the conversations you don't remember. Mm-hmm. You just remember going from one place to maybe a funeral.
Yes,
or
a funeral.
Or a service. Mm-hmm. What inspired the illustrations? I mean, this is obviously Carol's vision. It's built from, you know, her personal experience and her professional experience, but you really bring it to life with your illustrations and your art.
Well, we collaborated through the whole process. Initially, we sat together, read through the book together, and we pretty much separated it into pages and drew inspiration directly from the text. It was we did it all together. It was, yeah.
Yeah, it's super, it's special. I thought it was just a very, like, heartwarming book about something that usually people stay away from, you know? I think back in the day, maybe even for a lot of people now, it's like, you know, you don't talk directly to younger people or children about death in a very, as matter-of-fact way, with compassion, of course. You know, if that idea kind of makes someone feel uncomfortable, you know, maybe a pet dies or grandma or grandpa dies, and has a psychotherapist, you know, how do you address this with a child? Because in the book, grandma tells her grandchild, I am going to die. Mm-hmm. It was a very direct way of talking to a child.
Well, I believe in speaking truth to children. And we have some hard things to share with children about life. And so starting from a framework of truth and compassion and kindness and helping a child to talk about the big issues in life, life and death are two of them, but to provide the space for those conversations. And, of course, they need to be influenced by the parents' cultural beliefs and their religious beliefs, and reflect their family values. And also, it's not like a one-time conversation. I think sometimes people think, you know, one and done. I've had that hard talk about the facts of life, whatever those are. But it really is a process over time that you can introduce this topic and help children to talk about it. And it will change their perspective of life's issues as they mature. So what is the appropriate conversation for a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old is very different than for a 12 or 15-year-old or even an adult. So it's a complex thing, but I think being led by your own beliefs and being direct and creating that time and space.
Yeah, what I appreciated was that it made death seem not as scary, mm-hmm. although did not shy away from the fact that grief is going to be hard and that it's a part of life.
Right.
Like, both truths can exist, and a child is capable of understanding that.
Right.
And that's going to be helpful when someone they love passes away. It's also rooted in cognitive behavioral therapy. What exactly is that?
Well, that, briefly stated, is the belief that feelings and behavior and thoughts are all connected. So how you think about something can determine your feelings, and how you feel about something can motivate your behavior. And you can take those three words and continue to work them around so that your behavior, how you act, creates a feeling within you, and that feeling can drive your thoughts about it. So entering a dialogue with another or even with yourself about an issue can help you to find clarity and understanding and direction.
Yeah. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Carol Voiles and Mariana Sampino about a new book that aims to help children cope with the idea of death and grief. So as I mentioned, the perspective of this book is between a grandmother having a conversation with her grandchild. Why is the figure of a grandma important, and why frame it in this way?
Well, a couple things. I think people often talk with their grandmothers about things they don't talk with others about. And also, oftentimes, the first really significant loss of a loved one is going to be a grandparent. And grandparents before a grandchild's eyes are, aging and changing and often dealing with an illness that is predictive of their impending death. So it's a very important relationship, and I think it's one that gives access so that the parent can relate to the child about the shared, hopefully loved person, and to interpret to them what is happening.
Mm. And in the fact that it gets passed down from generation to generation, I mean, that child could be a grandmother one day as well, or a grandparent one day, or have, you know, other people to talk to and help them get through loss and grief. So you can pass it on as you get older.
Exactly. I chose having a grandparent talk to her child about her relationship with her grandmother to create that sense of generational wisdom and experience. And life and death issues happen every generation, and we address them differently to some degree, but the profoundness of them is generational and timeless.
Mariana, there's a lot of color in these illustrations. I mean, we're talking about what can be a really dark and sad topic, but there's a lot of brightness and warmth in your illustrations. Do you have a favorite piece within this book?
I do. It would have to be Zach the cat staring into the goldfish bowl. That is both of our favorites, actually. the color was something that we both agreed on. It was to give relief to this difficult conversation.
Finally, I mean, how do you want readers and children to interact with this book? Is there an appropriate age range?
Well, I wrote it thinking of children who are between the ages of 7 and 12, but it really is a choice, I think, that the adult working with the child would make, and how they present it, whether it's something that is a shared experience or a book that they hand over to a child and say, maybe read this and come back to me. That's a very personal decision by the adult in a child's life.
What has the response been like since the book has been released?
Well, it's recently released, so I don't have a lot of response from the community at large. But what people most often say to me is they start to tell me about their story of loss as a child, and how I just got a note from a neighbor yesterday on my porch saying, I read your book. I so wished at 5 when my grandmother died I'd had somebody to talk to about this. So that is the most common response, is people share their story and seem to think that the book would have been helpful for them.
I know. I started reflecting a lot as well. Carol and Mariana, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your works.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been lovely.
Carol Voiles and Mariana Sampino are the author and illustrator of the new book, Helping a Child Cope with Death and Grief. We have a link to the book on our Insight page. Still ahead, we're in the thick of summer, and there are plenty of events to enjoy outside. Our monthly Arts Talk will hook you up with what to add to your calendar for July. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.